Krishna Creek flows through the forest as an allegory for my life. I can stand at its banks, looking down at where I've been, look up at what's to come, and exist where I am in the present moment. I've come back to the ashram for New Year's during a break from my journalism program in Montreal. My time in the city has offered many challenges and lessons about what it means to live the teachings in my day-to-day life. Between managing my time with assignments, grocery shopping, and life, dedicating time to spiritual practice can prove challenging. I can relax into the structure and support here, using tools like offering satsang to continue my own reflections on spiritual life. And whenever I come back and see what is the same and see what is different, it makes me, well, this time anyway, this time I've been thinking about what is an ashram. And I can, you know, go to my Sanskrit translation and say, oh, an ashram is a spiritual home. Okay, so what is this ashram? And what is it that we all come back to, that we come and go, that I come for? And so instinctively, I know that it's the teachings. And I don't always know what that means. I weave throughout the ashram grounds much like Krishna Creek, around rocks and trees. I let my heart soften to the squirrels and deer with every wave of the lake meeting the beach. Here, I easily remember to tune into deeper layers of myself. I aim to bring that remembering with me out into my city life and into my next steps after graduation this spring. I know how something as simple as letting my breath carry my mind can invigorate my outlook on life. Thinking about the heart of the ashram and how when I'm away and when I'm here, how the heart of the ashram lives within my heart as well. And the practices are accessible in my heart and in my mind and in my life.